feel a lot more confident in the defense. I feel a lot more comfortable just going out there and having the coaches back me up and the players, you know, continue to push me along. It's definitely helping me and feel a lot more comfortable to make checks and just feel at home in the defense, and especially having the same defense 2 years in a row definitely is a huge plus, being that I've had four different ones in my first 4 years, so having consistency definitely helps.
Do you feel like they're giving you a little more of a look in terms of playing on defense?
Oh, yes. I feel as though sky's the limit. I only set my barrier. You know, I have chances, you know, throughout OTAs and, you know, throughout mini camp next week and throughout training camp and the preseason, just to prove my worth and, you know, show that not only can I play well on special teams, but I can play well on defense.
Is that overblown? You talked about it, the consistency, having Del Rio back. Is that overblown, or is that really is beneficial?
It's beneficial because, you know, you're already used to the terminology, so you don't have to waste time learning that. You're under the same defense, you know. The defense carries over from the next year. There might be a few changes, a few nuances here and there, but overall, you know the defense. The defense is in your notebooks from last year, so any notes that you took from last year, you could already scan before we even started OTAs.
How far ahead is the defense at this point this year compared to where it was this time last year because of that?
I feel like we're miles ahead. You know, guys are a lot more comfortable talking to each other. They're communicating before the play. You know, we know instead of just focusing on what our role is, we can actually focus on what the offense is doing. It's definitely a huge benefit that we have consistency within the coordinators.
When you hit free agency, did you give any real consideration of moving on someplace, or did you basically say you wanted to be back here?
I wanted to be back here. You know, we have huge potential as a team. You know, we have huge expectations, huge goals. You know, as a player, as a competitor, you want to be in a situation where, you know, I felt like I had a chance, you know, to potentially play defense and continue my role on special teams, but to hoist up that trophy at the end, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, I feel, for every NFL player.
I mean, it's obviously, you know, it's a business as well as anybody. So how big a role can you really let hoisting that trophy be? Because, I mean, you came back, and there's a number of veteran guys that came in. And, a lot of times we think it's about the money, but there must be some significant part of it.
Oh, yeah. You know, money's always going to play a role, especially in the NFL. It's basically a business, simply put. But, you know, it's the whole, going back to the whole competitor thing, you know. Unless a team was offering, like three, four times as much as Denver offered, you know, then there would be no reason to go elsewhere, especially because, you know, we had a chance last year and we just let it slip, and, you know, you have that bad taste in your mouth, and where else are you going to feel like you can repeat that and potentially go further than that? You know, it's just feeling like a competitor. You don't want to settle for anything less than great. Yeah. Yeah, they came here to win. That's all it is. They came here to win. They came here to compete. They came here to get a role on a potentially great team, you know. They came here, and we all hope that they contribute, but we know that's a competition. There's only 53 men on the roster, and we're fighting for a spot, but also fighting to win.
Dominic was asked earlier about, does it feel like with these guys who are coming in that Denver's now like a hot place to be? People want to be here. You get that sense from these guys, so you talk to them as they come in.
I feel like the guys definitely think it's a great place to be. Just how the organization's ran and just how the guys who were already here, myself included, you know, we know what it's like. We have a taste in our mouth, you know, what we have to do to get to a certain point, but we know what we did last year is not enough, so we always push more and more. You know, coming from a team that's 4-12 to a team that, you know, made it to the playoffs and potentially could have did more, you know, we have a little more experience and a little more know-how to get there. So we're carrying them along, and they're pushing us as well.
What do you take individually from that first playoff run when you started the playoff game and started late in the season?
You know, just the little things. I mean, looking back at that film from the playoff game and looking back at, you know, the plays I did have, and then looking at what Raheem did and what Mike did, just studying what they did and what we could do better in certain positions. You know, Mike had a good year. Raheem had a good year. You know, it was the one play, the one mishap, but we had a lot of mistakes, you know, at defense, offense, special teams, that, you know, if we eliminated it, it could have gone the other way. So we studied the film, studied what happened, and try to learn from it and try not to repeat those mistakes.
I know it's only been a few practices, but have you seen what Quentin Jammer is going to be able to bring to possibly safety?
You know, he brings that coverage aspect. You know, he's a guy who's comfortable covering the slot, you know, and has a lot of experience, especially since we got Wes, and that man's as shifty as shift can be. You know, he's just got some things to learn, you know, coming from a new defense and playing a new position. But, you know, he's athletic, a savvy veteran, you know, could potentially do a lot of great things for us here. And, you know, I'm excited that we have him. He's, you know, been a competitor for years on years. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out at safety. Oh yeah, definitely looking at the younger guys, definitely helping them along, certain drill work, certain techniques, you know, because OTAs is based on technique and learning what to do and how to do it, when to do it. So, you know, just helping the young guys along, and some guys are grasping it, and some guys, you know, they're having a little trouble with certain techniques, so we just try to help them along. And, you know, some guys have definitely shown flashes, whether it's them on the show team or actually on the depth chart. So we got a lot of young guys who are hungry, so that's always a great thing.
With the offense pushing the pace, how does the secondary benefit, you think, this season?
We're going to benefit a lot from it, you know, just getting the communication across the board real quick. You know, New England, for example, last year they went that fast tempo, and, you know, we showed chinks in the armor. You know, we weren't coherent, we weren't stable, we weren't, you know, as fluid as we wanted to be on defense. So, you know, with our offense going such a fast pace, we have no choice but to get it right, or they're going to tear us up as well. So we definitely feel that is beneficial. We definitely feel like, you know, we will be ready for any team that comes out with a fast pace, and seeing that that's part of the NFL today, we're going to see it a lot. It could be a numerous, a lot of things. It could be from the play call not getting all the way across the defense, you know, a play call coming in late, you know, a guy trying to think certain checks, and we don't get a check across the board all the way to the left side, but we're playing the check on the right side. You know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, but as long as we have an idea, like, we know the signal, so we as a defensive secondary, we can just look over and we know, and we don't have to rely on the linebackers. It's definitely going to do nothing but bode well for us.
How much improvement are you seeing practice to practice, week to week, and adapting to that?
You know, you see it. You see it week to week. You see it day to day. Just how much more comfortable we are with it as a defense. You know, the first day, especially in the red zone, they were going fast paced, and, you know, we didn't play as well as we wanted to. But the next day, we got used to it and got more comfortable with it. And, you know, we just keep making strides to that fast paced offense and getting used to it and playing a fast paced defense. It's going to be exciting, and just see how well we do against, you know, competition.
Is safety underappreciated? Because we were asking about Jammer earlier, and he gets older and he moves to safety, like, anybody can do that, you know. But the safety doesn't get the credit that it deserves in the backfield.
Safety is a tough position. You know, you have to be able to cover, whether it's a tight end or a slot. You got to be physical, which Quentin has shown for years that he can do that, come up on a run. There's only been a few guys that I can think of that's done it. What, Ronnie Lott, Quentin, Charles Woodson, you know, those guys who could come up and, you know, lay the wood. But, you know, as they got older, they were able to do the safety thing. And if we play base versus 11 personnel, they're comfortable because they've covered a wide receiver for years on years.
But it's not like falling in the lake. I mean, you know, it's not, you know, it's harder than that.
Yeah, as far as their athletic skill set, you know, from a corner, you know, they're considered the best athletes. I beg to differ. But,
That's what I wanted to
say. But, I played it a few times. We just would switch. But
good enough. I mean, see,
I think the learning curve is just, you know, as a corner, you listen and you echo the call. As a safety, you give the call. Safety, you have to make sure everybody's in order, linebacker to corner. So
does it take a safety off that the corner's considered the athlete over the safety? I mean,
Personally, I prefer them to be on the island all day and let me stay in the middle. But, you know, if need be, I'd cover. But in a lot of safeties, in certain defenses, we have to cover. So, I mean, we have to get comfortable with doing that and just playing leverage and playing technique and surviving the down, unless you're just fleet-footed